Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Chav Talit, three lines from the top of Daf Chav Dalim and Aleph, and the Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel Beis brought a member of Rav Chanina that Rav Kerv Holchan Achar Rav, that although the din of Rav is Midiraisa based on the Pasuk of Achar Rav Mahatais, and the din of Kerv is also a din deraisa based on the Pasuk that we find B'negea and Egla Rufa, that it stays the Ira Kreva, and if there's a conflict between Rav and Kerv, then we'll Holchan Achar Rav. And before beginning our Gemara, let us begin with Akdama, and as we know that a woman has multiple parts of a body which are next to Oysa Makoyim. In order to understand the next Gemara, let's just understand that the part of a body called a Makar, which we would translate as a woman's uterus, is furthest into her body. And if a woman has Riyas Dam that originates from the Makar, then certainly that is Dam Tame. And as Rashi tells us, that the Makar is also called the Cheder. And then the Makar or the Cheder leads into the Prezdar or the vaginal canal. And above the Prezdar, there's an area called the Lul, which is a small opening that leads to the aliyah, and if there is dam that comes from the aliyah, that dam is dam toya and not dam tame. And based on this very basic understanding of a woman's body, let us continue with the Gemara. As Omar Abaya states, Afanan Amitino, this din of Rav Chanina, then when there's Rav and there's Kerv, that Holchan Achar Rav is actually a din that we can learn from the Mishnah. As the Mishnah Masechet Zinah states, Dam Shenimsa BePrezda Sveikei Tomei, that if there is dam that's found in the Prezda, which is the vaginal canal, and as we explained, is closest to outside of a woman's body, then even though we cannot be certain where that dam came from, as it's possible that it came from the Makar, and then this dam would be Tameh, and it's possible that it came from the Aliyah, and this dam would be Tar, and even so, the Mishnah Masechtas Nida teaches us that this dam is Vadei Tameh, and the Mishnah tells us, Shechaskasim in a Makar, as the Chazaka is, that this dam came from the Makar, and came from the uterus, and as Rashi states, Viktani Nimtzu B'Prezdo Chaskasim in a Makar, Zob V'Yotza L'Chutz, that if it flowed out and went towards the outside of body, and since Rav Dam that would be Matsui in the Prezda would come from the Makar, and since we follow the Rav, therefore she is Vadei Tamei. And as the Gemara continues, and even though the Aliyah, which is the upper chamber, is closer to the Prezda than the Makar, we still go Bas Rav, and therefore we see Rav Vakariv Holochacha Rav. And as Rashi explains, and we don't say in Aliyah Nataf that it must drift from the Aliyah Derech Halol through the area called the Lol, but Afagav the Aliyah Kar Prezda, she al gabai, and even though the aliyah is right next to the prezda, as it's right above it, and even so, we state that roiv akarv holchan achar roiv, and from our Mishnah Mesechtas Nida, we see like the din of Rav Chanina, and the Gemara continues, Amalei Rava, and Rava responded back to Abaya that you can't bring a raya from the Mishnah Mesechtas Nida like the din of Rav Chanina, as it's very different because roiv matzukarmit, then the Mishnah Mesechtas Nida, not only is there roiv, but there's also matzui, and therefore roiv matzui, like the manda omar, there is no manda omar that wouldn't hold that if there's a case we have Rav and Matsui and they are competing against something that is more Karev, then certainly we are Hochan Achar Rav and Matsui. However, you have no Raya to the Din of Rav Chanina, as potentially in the Din of Rav Chanina we only have Rav, then maybe we would say Rav and Karev, Hochan Achar Karev. And Rashi explains, what does it mean Rav and Matsui? That Mekar Dom of Rabim Yesim Shaliyah, that first of all, the volume of blood that comes from the Mekar is more than the blood that comes from Aliyah, Va'oid, and in addition, Shein Tadir and Lazim Misham, that it's also more matzui and more frequent that blood will flow from the makar. As Rashi continues, v'dmei aliyah ain't tadir and lotzeis, as blood doesn't generally flow from the aliyah, and b'hol lekum ad depolag al Rav Chanina, and certainly in this case all agree that would be holchan achar rav. And let's keep in mind that at this point in the Gemara, Rav actually holds that we can't bring a raya from the Mishnah Masechtas Nida to the din of Rav Chanina that rav v'karev holchan achar rav, and Abaya holds we could bring a raya from the Mishnah Masechtas Nida, and the Gemara will continue and bring a braisa from Rav Chia, and let us point out that even though the Gias of our Gemara is the Tani Rav Chia, and it's mashma, it's going back on the Din of Rava. However, we will see Taisis, where Taisis explains that potentially we should be Gair as Tani Rav Chia. And even if we're Gair as the Tani Rav Chia, it's not going back on the Din of Rava. Once we understand the Brais of Rav Chia and the Din that Rava will bring, then we will get back to this Taisis. And the Gemara continues, Tani Rav Chia, Rav Chia torn in the Brais, Dam Hanim to the Prezda, Chayavim Lava Bias Migdash, Visarfim Lava Sachuma, that when you find blood in the Prezda, and we're not certain if it came from the Makar or came from the Aliyah, so based on Rav, we say that it's Vadei Dam Tamei, and therefore if this woman goes into Beis HaMikdash, she will be Chayev Al Bias Mikdash. In addition, if she touches Truma, then the Truma becomes Tamei Vadei, and therefore you'd have to burn the Truma. And as we know that if there is a suffix of Truma became Tamei, then the din is Le'echel V'Le'Sarfin, but over here, Rav Chia taught us that you could actually burn this Truma, and therefore we see that this woman is considered Vadei Tamei. And the Gemara continues, Am Rav, and Rav stated, Shema Minam Rav Chia, that we learn from this din of Rav Chia three different different dinim. Number one, Shmar Mino Rei Bekar of Harach Lacharayv, and we do have a raya to the din of Rav Chanina from this memra, as the din is that Rei Bekar of Harach Lacharayv, as over here the Rav is Mina Makar, and the Karv is that it would come from Aliyah, and we see that we consider this woman Vade Tame, and therefore we see that we go Basarayv. And number two, Shmar Mino Ruba De Raisa, and by the fact that we see that if she goes into Beis Hamikdash, she'll be Chayv Al Bias Mikdash, and she potentially will bring a carbon Eidl Yared into the Beis Hamikdash, then certainly it must be that she's Tamei Bevadai and not Misafik. And similarly, as we stated, Viserfel and Satruma, so therefore we see that she's Tamei Bevadai, and therefore we see that when you go Basarayv, it's based on a Din Raisa. Before we continue with the third Shmar Mino, let us point out that the Gemara Mesechtes Ksubis speaks about Tesha Chanuyas that are cool and Meichris Basar Shchuta, and there is one store that stole Basar Navila, and the Gemara tells us if someone finds a piece of meat in the middle of the city and it's lying in the middle of the street, then the din is that we go Basar Rav, and since Rav stores in the city sell Basar Shchuta, therefore this piece of meat would be Mutta. And as we'll see, Rav Zeri will teach us that this din that we're Holchad Achar Rav even applies even if the doors of this country or this city are closed up and locked up, the Leisel Chadru B'Lachshira, and even though there's only one Rav in order to be Machshir, as Rashi brings Rav Ha'ir Shetesh HaChanuya Shabab Meichus Basar Shchuta V'Achas Meicheres Nevela the Ikam Milsa the Be'in Be'i Trey Rubi Kedamin Hasam, as there are cases where we require to have two Ravs. Number one, we would require that Rav of the city sells Basar Shchuta, and number two, we would require that Rav people that come from outside of the city and bring Basar into the city are also Jewish, and they're only bringing Basar Shchuta into the city. And based on this Akhtama, Rava continues Ushma Mina, and we also see from the Braisa that Rav Chiya brought, it is still Rav Zera, that the Braisa holds like Rav Zera. The Amr Rav Zera, as Rav Zera taught us, Afal Pisha Dlasas Medina Nulais, that when you find a piece of Basar Shchuta in the middle of the street in a city where most of the stores sell Basar Shchuta, that even though the doors to the city are closed and you only have one Rav, that would still be Holchan Achar Rav. And how do we see this from the Braisa? The Isha Tichi Dlasas Medina Nulais Damya, as every woman is considered like the doors of the city are closed. As Rashi says, Klema Delekla Mem Batati Rubi, as it's impossible to say that there are two Ravs by a woman, Elochad Ruba, and there is only one possible Rav by a woman, She Rav Damim Amakar, and Rav Damim that a woman sees comes from a Makar and comes from a uterus, because Ba Bas Ruba, Lahavi Karman Lazara, Ulusra Chuma, and even though it is only one Rav, we still follow the Rav, and we consider her Vade Tameh, and we even allow her to bring a carbon into Lazara and to burn Chuma to meet the Asa Lasseh Misafiku, and certainly these things would be Asa to do if this woman is only considered Tameh Misafik, and as the Gemara states, Vafilu Hachi Kazlina Bas Ruba, and the Gemara continues and asks that how could Rava now state Shma Minor Rav Chiya Tlas and Shma Minor Rav Bekar of Halach Acharayv if Rava who dekama Rav Matzur like Lamanda Oma, if Rava was the person that came and argued on Abaya and he stated that we could not bring Raya to the dinner of Chanina that Rav Bekar of Halach Acharayv from the Mishnah Masechtas Nida, as it's possible that in that case it's not only a Rav against a Karev but by every woman we're actually going based on Rav Matzur, and therefore certainly we go Bas Arayv. And as Rava stated that maybe it's only in that case that we stated that Chayav and Love Al Bias Mikdash, that she'd be Chayav a carbon if she goes into the Bias Mikdash, Viserfalam of Satruma. And the Gemara explains, Hadbe Rava Mahi, that in Chanami, Rava originally thought that Rav Matzur would be different, and therefore he said that from the Mishnah Masech Nida, it's not a riot for Rav Chanina, but ultimately he was chosen from that Svara, and he agreed to Abaya that he could bring a riot to the dinner of Chanina from the Mishnah Masech Nida, and we do see that Rav Karev Halach Acharayv. And the Ritva's bothered that why did the Gemara have to answer that Rava was Chayza? Maybe really Rava doesn't feel that he could bring a Raya from the Mishnah Masechet Zida, and all Rava was saying is that Shema Min Rav Chiya Tlas, we see that Rav Chiya holds these three ideas, and Rav Chiya holds that Rav Bekarv Halach Acharayv, but it doesn't prove what Rava holds been again in Mishnah Masechet Zida. And the Ritva states, Perish V'lek Alameim V'dahach Alib D'Rav Chiya Kama V'lele Svirle, D'Akivin D'Ama Shema Mina V'adil Hilchas Kamala, by the fact that Rava used the term Shema Mina, therefore we see that Rava Paskins like Rav Chiya, and Ritva is also bothered that how did Gemara know that Hadabi Rav Mahi, that Rav was Chayza on what he said to Abaya, and as Rav stated, Ravu Matsu Kamit, Ravu Matsu Lekalamanda Omar, and maybe Rav still holds of that Shita, and what he was Chayza from was from the din that he said B'negei Rav Chiya, and when he said Shema Mina Tlas, and therefore the Ritva also says, the Hadri Mahi, that we know that Rav was Chayza from the first din that he said, and he responded to Abaya, the evil Mehal, Lekalamim, the Hadabi, Mitaim, Amarin, as it's impossible to say that Rav was chayzer from this din, since he used such a strong lashon and he stated Shema min Rav Chiya Tlas. And the reason why to advise going through this whole exercise, as if we would say that Rav was actually chayzer from what he stated Shema min Rav Chiya Tlas and Shema min Rav Bekar of Halacha Harayv, and really held like the first din that Amalei Rav, that Rav said Tabayi Rav Matzah Kamit Rav Matzah Lech Laman Oma, then we would actually pass him like Rav, and we wouldn't pass him like Abaya, and we wouldn't pass him like Rav Klina, and we wouldn't pass him Rav Bekar of Halacha Harayv. However, now that we see that Rav was actually chayzer from the first memra, and he actually holds Shema min Rav Chiya Tlas, and he holds Rav Bekar of Halacha Harayv, and therefore we now have a whole slew of Amand Amrim that hold Rav Bekar of Halacha Harayv, as Rav Klina, Rav Chiya, as well as Abaya and Rav all hold Rav Bekar of Halacha Harayv. Now that we finished this part of the sugya, we could go back to the words the Tanya Rav Chiya, and we mentioned that Taisus discusses if we go to the Tanya Rav Chiya or Tanya Rav Chiya, and certainly if we go to the Tanya Rav Chiya, it's mashma that this memra Rav Chiya is actually right to the din that we just mentioned of Rav, that Rav Matzah Kamit, Rav Matzah Lech Laman Dama, and certainly the Brisa Rav Chiya is actually Pumfa Ked, and is actually raya against that member of Rav, and as we said, that Rav was Chayza, and Rav actually hold that from the din of Rav Chiya we learn that Rav Bekar of Halacha Harayv, and therefore Taisa says, Igas Sin and Tani Asi Shapir, that if we have the Gersa of Tani Rav Chiya, then it works out very well that this is a new member, and this member will actually be Chilik on the din that Rav stated, Avad Igas Sin and Dit Tani, but if we be Gersa Tit Tani, Tema Hechi Maisim Hacha, the Rav Matzah Hu, Dil Malab Mishum, the Rav Matzah Kam Rav Chiya, the Sarfin Lam Vesachuma, El Mishum, the Rav Bekar of Halacha Harayv, Kerav Chanina, and it will be a Raya to Rav Chanina, and a Raya against Rav, but nearly, that Filo Igas Sin and Dit Tani, Lemi Div Rav Hu, that it's not really from the words of Rav, and we're not going back on the words of Rav, El Gemara Hu, the Mais Law, the Shapu Mucha, Chabaya, Masis, and the Nida, the Rav Bekar of Halacha Harayv, the Afagav, the Tani, Sveke Tame, Al Koch, Lav Sveku, the Tani Rav Chiya, the Chayovan Lam Bez Midrash, the Sarfin Lam Chuma, and in the Chanami, if we could be Gerd, the Tani Rav Chiya, it's actually going back on the member of Abaya, that we could bring a Raya to the member of Chanina from the Mishnah Masechtas Nida, that Rav Bekar of Halacha Harayv, Ayin Da Goin Taisis, Diva Maskel, the Shema Mina Rub de Raisa, where Taisis states that how could Rav state Shema Mina Rub de Raisa, if Lachira, the din that Rav is de Raisa, is based on a Pasuk of Achirab and Hatais, and certainly there's no need to bring a Raya to this point from a Braisa Rav Chiya, and as the Gemara mentions in many cases, Yehuda Va'id Lakra, and Taisis therefore explains, Chashav Le Rub de Laisa Kamon, that the Raya from Rav Chiya is that even if there's Rub de Laisa Kamon, that the din of Rav is still a din de Raisa, the Beruv Se Yisa Kamon Leitzar Chlamedek Shema Mina, the Kruxiv, and as we mentioned, because the Pasuk states Mefurish, Achirab and Hatais, Kedaparak Pepar Kamon Chulin, Gabi Hod Boy Minole, Hod Amin Zil Basruba, or Parak Minole, the Chsiv Achirab and Hatais. Therefore, the Chiddush of Rava is that in this case, where it's Rav de Laisa Kamon, that we still a Hulach Achirav, and even in this case, the din of Rav is based on a din de Raisa. And the Gemara continues, Itma, we learned Chavishat Safa Benara, if there's a barrel of wine that's floating in a river, and there's now a Safik, if this barrel of wine is Yayin Nesach or not, so Rav states, Nimsis Kenegat Ish Rubi Yisrael, if the barrel of wine was found next to a city, which is Rav Yisrael, then Mutaris, then the barrel of wine would be Muta. However, Kenegat Ish Rubi Nachr Masura, if you found a barrel of wine, and it was next to a city, with Rav of the city are Goyim, then the barrel of wine would be Asa, and even though Rub the Alma is definitely Goyim, and L'chir we should say Rav the Kerv Halacha Harayv, however we see from here, that Rav doesn't go based on Rav, and Rav looks as Kariv, and Shmuel the Oman, Shmuel argues in Rav, and he says, Afilu Nimsis Kenegat Ish Rubi Yisrael Asura, that even if you found this barrel of wine next to a city that is Rav Yisrael, it would still be Asa, as even though it's next to a city that's Rav Yisrael, but as Shmuel continues, Ema Me'i de Kiryasai, then let us say that this barrel of wine floated downstream from the city called Iyad de Kiry, which was a city further upstream and had Rav Goyim, and therefore you see from Shmuel that when you have a situation with his Rav and Kariv, that we will Hulchan Acharav and not Achar Kariv, and Rashi explains, Me'i de Kira, Shem Mechuzhu, it's the name of a city on the Hapras, and it was a coastal city along the Euphrates River, Me'in Yisrael Mitzun Sham, and there weren't many Jews that were in this city, and it was upstream of the Euphrates, V'yachayli Chavis, Lovim Misham Etzlenu, and it was possible for the barrel of wine to float down the river and get to this area, and now be next to a city that was Rav Yisrael, and even so, Shmuel Paskins, Rav Bekarv, Halachach and Rav, and Ayin and Tesis, Diva Maskel, Ema Me'i de Karasai, V'lav Davka, Num says, Kenegat Ish Rubi Yisrael, Asa Shmuel, the reason why Shmuel said it's Asa, is not because you found it next to the city, where there were Rav Yisraelim, and there was also a Me'id of Goyim, El Afilu Ir Shekul Yisrael, Ikel Mechel Shalachi, and even if the city was full of Jews, and there were no Goyim there at all, we still have to be Cheshish for Iyid Akira, because Rav Bekarv, Halachach and Rav. And Gemara continues, Leim Rav Chanina, let us say the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is Gufa Machlekes, if we hold the Rav Chanina, and if we hold that Rav Kerv Hochanach Rav, or we do not hold like that, the Ma Isle de Rav Chanina, as Shmuel certainly holds like Rav Chanina, that Rav Kerv Hochanach Rav, even though Iyu de Kir was much further away, but we still have to take into account that Iyu de Kir had many more goyim, and therefore Rav Kerv Hochanach Rav, and Ma Isle de Rav Chanina, and Ravu says that we go based on the Rav Yisrael since they were Kerv, so we see he doesn't hold Rav Chanina, and even though Iyu de Kir had many goyim, but ultimately the city that was closest was the city that had Rav Yisrael, and therefore we go based on that city, and the wine would be kosher. And the Gemara answers, Loi, the Kuli Alma Islu Rav Chanina. Really, we could say that even Rav agrees to Rav Chanina that Rav Vikarv Hochanach Rav, Vahacha Bahacha Mifli. In our case, the Machlik is between Rav and Shmuel is as follows: the Masava as Rav holds, the Isa de Iyu de Kir Asai, as if it's true that this barrel floated down river and it came from Iyu de Kir, Akuli Upshuri, having Matbila, that this barrel of wine would have never made it downstream and would never gotten to this area, and it must be that this barrel of wine actually came from this closest city, and it's Rav Yisrael, and therefore the wine is kosher. Rashi explains, Akuli Upshuri, have a Tavile, have a Mekhem Zesh, Misham Vadkan, there are many places from the area of Iyu de Kir until this point, Shamai Misaklin, Misgalgon, Kagalgo, Bemokam Echad, Machmas Kipis Lor Maruchim, Habal Matechana, Vamai Machasinlein, Vasvinus Misgalgol, Shoim Vitoibis, and Rashi explains that there were many places in the river that had a lot of white water, and they also had whirlpools, and therefore this barrel of wine would have never made it through this area, and certainly would have been drowned, and would have never come to this area. Upshuri, Rashi states, Havshara Shlogim, Hanekovim Itzlano, Vekovim Vekaimi, that this is referring to areas that are close to the edge of the river, and there are many obstacles in that area, and the water doesn't flow, and the water stays stagnant, and therefore, if these barrels would have gotten stuck in those areas, it would have not come downstream. And by the fact that it was in this area, it must be that it came from this area and didn't come from upstream. And that is why, specifically in this case, Rav doesn't hold Rav Karv Halachach Rav. But in a normal case, where there would be a case of Rav Karv, then certainly Rav would agree to Rav Chanina that Rav Karv Halachach Rav, Umasav and Shmuel holds Charif and Nahar Nakad Vasai. Although it's true that in Metzias there are Kuli Upshuri in the Euphrates River, however, it's possible that this barrel of wine actually survived coming downstream because of the strong currents of the Euphrates. It was able to actually flow downstream, and therefore we still have to be chayshish that this barrel of wine came from Iyu de Kir, and it came from a city that had Rav Goyim. Therefore, we have the klal of Rav Chanina that Rav Karv Holchanach Rav, and therefore this wine would be considered Yain Nesech and would be Aser. Rashi explains Charifusa de Nahar Nakat Vasai Shem Metchila Nafla Bemtzayas Hanar Bemakim Chaskai, that maybe originally when this barrel fell into the river, it actually fell into the middle of the river, and in that area of the river, the water is very swift and the current is very strong. And because of the force of the water, it pushed it downstream and it didn't allow it to go to the right or left. And before we continue with the Gemara, let's point out that if an owner of a field finds a barrel of wine in his field and the owner doesn't know that this barrel of wine belongs to him, then we have to be chayshish that maybe someone stole this barrel of wine and placed the barrel of wine in the sada in order to guard it, in order to keep it for safekeeping. And the Gemara now continues, that there was once a barrel of wine which was found in a vineyard of Allah, and we know that the periods of Allah are also for 3 years, and even though based on Karev we should say that this wine came from the periods of Allah and therefore it's Asa, however Ravina said it's Muta, as the Maisa Rav periods of the world are not Allah, and therefore we have a case of Rav Karev and Wahal Chacharev. And as the Gemara points out, let us say it's because Ravina held like the Sheet Rav Chanina and he held Rav Karev Hal Chacharev. The Gemara answers that you don't have a riot that Ravina hold a Rav Karev Hal Chacharev, as generally Ravina may not hold like that, but Shani Hossam, but in the case of the barrel of wine that was found in a vineyard of Allah, that it's very different to Yimiglu Mina, as if this barrel of wine was actually stolen from this field, Atznu Begavei Loi Mitznoi, then certainly Rabba would not steal the item that he stole right back in the field where he stole it from, and therefore, by the fact that it's actually in this field, it's a Reisa that it did not come from this area, and it must be that it came Merubid Alma, and that's why Ravina said that it must be from other fields, and therefore it's Muta, as we would go Basarayv, and not based on Karayv. The Gemara continues, V'hani Mili Chamra, and this din of Ravina was only stated in the Gea wine, Aval Inve Mitzni, but if we would find grapes that are hidden away in a vineyard, then we would say that it actually is Asar, and it's considered Allah, as even if these grapes were actually stolen, it is normal for a Ganav to leave grapes in a field, and even though he stole these grapes from that field, and as the Ritva points out, Pirish Avidi Vade de Mitznai, V'afidu Rav Chanina Asar, and even the Quintra Rav Chanina would be Asar, Dechihai Lav Karayv, as in this case it's not considered a case of Karev, Elbe Mekoyim Mamashu, and it's Mamash in its actual Mokim, Bechazoka Kan Nimtzu, Vekan Hoyu, and therefore there's a Chazoka, that since it was found over here, therefore these grapes must have always been here, and certainly we have to be Choshish that maybe these Piris are Piris of Ola, and therefore it would be Asa. Nein in Taisi Divu Maschel Vatsnui Begavei, where Taisi is Badav Im Taima, Mikol Mokim Hi Asa, Duru Bil Almud, Nachum Nenu, Vahavi Yari Nesach, that how could it be that Rav Chanina said that these Piris are not Ola, and therefore they're mutter to eat, but L'chay Rav Chanina should say that since it's not normal for a Ganav to leave the wine that he stole in the field that he stole it from, therefore we have to be Choshish that it came from a different field, and most fields are not Ola, but L'chay we should also be Choshish that maybe the Ganav was a Goy, and therefore this Yayin is Yayin Nesach, and it should be also to drink. And Taisa's answer is Veishleima, the Rav Ganav Yisrael, and as the Gemara teaches us in Masechet Avodah Zarah, the Rav Ganavim are Yisraelim, and therefore we're not Choshish that maybe this wine is Yayin Nesach. And the Gemara continues, Hanuzika de Chamro de Shtakon Beikupoi, that there were bags filled with wine that was found by Beikupoi, and Rashi says, Tmunim being a Falam Shabakarim, they were hidden between the vines of a vineyard, Vihishel Yisrael, and the Karim was owned by a Jew. And right now the Gemara thinks that we're talking about a case where Rav of the people that were around this area were Goyim. And even so, Shanur Rava, that Rava was matted this wine, and he stated that it's not Yayin Nesach because we'll go based on Kariv, and these bags of wine were found in a vineyard that was owned by a Jew. The Gemara asks, Lema le Savalad Rav Chanina, could it be that Rava doesn't hold like Rav Chanina? And even though Ruva de Alma are Goyim, we don't say Rav Akariv Halachach Arayiv, and instead Rava Paskin the Rav Akariv Halachach Akariv, and certainly we can't say that Rava actually doesn't agree to Rav Chanina because we already saw that Rava said Shema Minod Rav Chiyot Klas, and Shema Minod Rav Akariv Halachach Arayiv, and therefore we said that Rava holds like Rav Chanina, and as the Gemara stated, Hadabi Rava Mahi, that even though originally Rava may have argued with Abaya and may have not held like Rav Chanina, but ultimately he was Chayza and he retracted, and at a later point he held like Rav Chanina, and he held Rav Akariv Halachach Arayiv, and this is actually based on Taisa's that the Banan Amid states, Lema Rava Lesla Rav Chanina Perish, but Rava Isle Lael Rav Chanina. However, Rava learns the Gemara's question differently, as the Chayra, if the Gemara's question is that Rava was Chayza previously, but maybe this case happened prior to Rava being Chayza, and therefore Rava says, Perish, Vahi Uvda Havim Kameh Dehadabe Lael, Ve'ina Kalacha, that since we know that at a certain point of time, Rava retracted and actually held that Rav Karev Halachach Arayiv, so it must be that this story happened prior to him being Chayza, and therefore this member is not actually Lahalacha, and we wouldn't pass him like this member of Rava. And as Rava points out, Madrina, and the Gemara will respond, Elim Karev Chanina, that really Rava holds a Karev Chanina, that Rav Karev Halachach Arayiv, Basa Dehadabe Amra, that in Chanami, Rava said this member after he was already Chayza, and after he retracted, and at this point he held Rav Karev Halachach Arayiv, and even so, Rava Paskin that this wine was Mutta, and as Ritva states, Behilchasi he, and this is going Lalacha, and we continue on Daf Chavdal on Beis, and the Gemara explains the Shani Hassam, the Rub Rav Shavcha Yisrael Nenu, that Rav are the people that actually pour wine into these types of bags, and they go and travel from one town to another in order to sell bags of wine, are Yisraelim, and therefore the reason why Rava Paskin that this wine was Mutta was not because of a din of Karev, and it was actually based on Rav, as Rav are the bags of wine in this area were actually poured into these bags by Yisrael, and they were actually being sold by Yisrael, and therefore they must have fell from a Jew, and therefore it's not Yayin Nesach, and Rava said it's Mutta, and as Rashi says, Shufchai, Shufchai Yayin Menachavas Lenoidis, Limkal, Ibi Drachim, Medina Zois, Kidim Messiah, Va'azel. The Gemara continues and qualifies the din of Rava, Bahani Mil Biravi, that when did Rava say that these bags are Mutta, are only when you have large bags, and these large bags were actually brought by merchants, and those merchants were mostly Yisraelim. However, Avazutri, Imam Ivri Drachim Duffel, that if you would find smaller bags of wine, and certainly even Rava would agree that would have to be Choshish for Rubid Alma, as Lemaisa, a small bag of wine, was used by travelers in order to have wine with them, and therefore it's possible that this wine fell from a traveler. Certainly, road travelers in the world are Goyim, and therefore it would be considered Yayin Nesach. And the Gemara states, for Ikud Ravi Badayu, however, if you found small bags together with larger bags, Eime Bavuri Havimamche, then as Rashi explains, that we would say all the bags of wine are Mutta, and we would not be Choshish that they came from Rubid Alma, and certainly the larger bags of wine came from a wholesaler, and as we discussed, most of the wholesalers were Jewish, and therefore we have Rav Yisraelim, and therefore we don't have to be Choshish that Yayin Nesach. And the Maisa, since these smaller bags were found together with the larger bags, then we will say that the Yisrael who was traveling with his larger bags, he placed one large bag on one side of the donkey, he placed another large bag on the other side of the donkey, and the Maisa, the weight on the donkey was not even, and therefore it was going to be hard for the donkey to travel, and therefore in order to make sure that both sides were even, so the Yisrael took a bunch of smaller bags and used them for for weight distribution and making sure that both sides of the donkey had the same amount of weight in order that it should be easier for the donkey to travel. But in Chanami, they all came from Israel, and therefore they're all kosher, and we don't have to be choshish for Yayin Nesach. Let's continue with the new Mishnah, and as we will see, the Mishnah is telling us a din that is specifically relevant to Eretz Yisrael, and the Mishnah states, Machikin Se'ilim in Eir, Esim V'chamish Amor, that in order to beautify a city, you have to distance a tree from the city 25 Amos, with a Cheruv of a Sikmah Chamishim Amor, and since a carrot tree and a sycamore tree have a lot of branches, therefore, in order to beautify the city, you have to make sure that these trees are at least 50 Amos away from the city, and Abba Sholayim Kol Ilon Strach Chamishim Amor, that any Ilon that doesn't bear fruits has to be distanced 50 Amos from the city, as that is also the Pagam of the city, and as Rashi states, V'ilon Strach Gnaihu Le'ir, the Mishnah continues, Yim Eir Kodmo, if the city was established first, and then Reuven came and planted the trees, Koitzis Ve'in Nasin Damim, then you could cut down these trees, and you don't have to give him his value, and you don't have to compensate him. However, Ilon Koidim, however, Reuven planted a tree, and then the city was established, then Koitzis, the owner still has to cut down his tree, however, Nasin Damim, but the city would have to pay him back, and would have to compensate Reuven for the value of his tree. And Rashi states, V'Nasin Damim, that who is the one who actually pays him, if we're talking about the city, and Zok Rashi, Mishe Eir Shaloi, whoever is in charge of the city, either the governor, or the Zayin Tuve Eir, or the city council, etc. Finally, the Mishnah teaches us, Safek Zekodim, Safek Zekodim, if there's a Shaila, which one came first? Was the tree here first, or was the city established first? Kaitzvein and Nasin Damim, then certainly have to cut it down, because Mimonoshach, as the Gemara will explain, that either if the city was first, then certainly have to cut it down, and you won't even be compensated. And if the tree was first, you still have to cut it down, but then you're compensated. However, Einin Nasin Damim, but then the din is Hamaitzim Mechavayo Raya, and the city would not have a responsibility to compensate Reuven. And the Gemara continues, My Taima, that what is the reason our Mishnah stated, Machik Sitlim and Eir Esme Chamish Amo, over Cheruv Vesikma Chamish Amo, and Amu Ula and Ula explained, Bishim Noye Eir, it's because we want to beautify the city. And as Rashi says, Lepishim Noye Leir, Kashish Mechav Ponil Funel, as it's a beautiful thing for a city to have an open area in front of the city. And as we already explained, the Magid Mishnah points out, V'din Zev Achokazu, Einin El Beretz Yisrael, is specifically only relevant to Eretz Yisrael, V'she'in Anu Cheshin L'Noye Eir, that we're not Cheshish for beautifying cities that are in Chutz La'aretz, V'afilu Rubi Yisrael, El Beretz Yisrael, and even if it's Rav Yisrael, and we're only concerned about Yisrael, V'kach Kasu Rashba, V'chein Nir Pirish Rashi, V'chein Muchach Pigamara, the Beis Yisim, V'chesh Mishpat states, V'nir Li, Da'ap Beretz Yisrael, Ein Nog, Bizman Azeh, She'bidei Goyim, Bavad Nseinu, Atshin Nizka, Liskiz Ba, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, V'tepik Lei, De'in Eisen Sada Migrash, V'loi Migrash Sada, that L'chaira, if we wouldn't know the time of Ula, and we may have thought that the reason for the Din of Mishnah is based on Hezek, then we wouldn't ask any questions. However, now that Ula stated that the reason for the Mishnah is Mishum Noyeir, L'chaira, why would the Mishnah tell us that you have to distance your tree from the city by 25 Amos or 50 Amos if it's a Churv or Sikma? If L'chaira, we know that there's a Din to leave 1,000 Amos of uncultivated land outside of a city, Mishum Noyeir, and we know that if you have a field, you can't change it and make it a Migrash and make it an open area, and you can't take an open area and make it into a Sada, and L'chaira, this Din would apply to 1,000 Amos. And why is the Mishnah teaches Machik Se'ilim in the Eir, Esav Chamish Amo, over Churv V'Sikma Chamish Amo? And I am the first Rashi in the Gemara that states, V'Tepelein Einayis Migrash Sada, Mishnah Hibaparak Achrin Shel Achrin, that is a Mishnah in Mesech Tzachrin. And as we explain, the Migrash is Elf Amo, V'chol Elf Amo, Asla Seisa Sada, and V'Kasal Kedaitach, and the Havamina of the Gemara is, that Loi Stei Lovin, V'Loi Stei Ilon, that these 1,000 Amos cannot be used for a field of wheat or a field of grain, and you also can't plant trees in these 1,000 Amos. The Gemara first answers, Loi Tzricha, L'Rab Leza, the Amo Isin Sada Migrash, Migrash Sada, in Chanami, our Mishnah is only going Lefita Shita Rab Leza, and Rab Leza holds that only Din of Migrash is by Ari Halavim, but by Ari Yisrael, the Din of Einais and Sada Migrash, V'Loi Migrash Sada, doesn't apply, and the Din is that Einais and Sada Migrash or Migrash Sada, and therefore you can really plant within the 1,000 Amos of the city, but Hacham Mishim Noyeir Le'avdinon, and even so, the Mishnah's Mechadish does that even though you could plant grain in this entire area, however, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, you have to make sure to distance trees 25 Amos from the city and 50 Amos for Cheruv and Sikma. And the Gemara continues, then brings another Teretz, Rabbanan Nami Da'ami Einais and Sada Migrash, V'Loi Migrash Sada, and even according to Rabbanan that generally hold that Einais and Sada Migrash, V'Loi Migrash Sada, Hanami Luzoyim, that is only referring to grain, Avali Lonis Avdinan, but there is no restriction to plant trees. However, Hacham Mishum Noyeir Loi, but the Mishnah teaches us that although in the 950 back Amos that are outside the city, you could definitely plant trees. However, within 50 Amos of the city, you are restricted from planting a carob tree or a sycamore tree. And within 25 Amos of the city, you're restricted from planting any type of tree. And the Gemara continues, Minot Tamer, Deshani, Bein Zroin, Lilonis. And how do we know that there's a chilul between a field that was planted with grain and a field that was was planted with trees, the Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, and this Brisa we're discussing the issa of carrying on Shabbos, and we know that someone's allowed to carry within a Rishus Yachid, and Rishus Yachid is defined as any private property where there are four walls around the property. Over the Brisa teaches us, Kafrev Yosef and Beis Hussayim, that even if you have a Kafrev, which is a large open area, and its area was larger than a Beis Hussayim, and it was larger than an area of 50 by 100 or 5,000 square amos, and this Kafrev was fully walled and fully enclosed, and the purpose of this Kafrev was to use as a dira and for his dwelling. And the Brisa teaches Nizra Rubai Harei Kagina Ba'asa, if Reib of this Kafrev was planted with grains, then it would be considered like a Gina, and therefore it would be also to carry in this area, as it's not considered an area that was Hukal for dira. However, Nita Rubai Harei Kachatzah Umotah, if you planted trees in this area, then it still doesn't lose its Shem Chatzah, and therefore it would still be considered that it's Hukal for dira, and therefore it would be Mutah to carry within this area. And we see there's a difference between an area that's planted with seeds and an area that's planted with trees. And let us see Rashi, Dibu Maskel, Kafif, Jason, Beis, Asayim, Shukul, Vadira, Sasayim, Ushir, Chatzah, Mishkan, as we already mentioned multiple times, then Snu, Racham, Shir, Lechol, Hekev, Shalai, Hukul, Vlod, Betoichai, Elishtam, Shmana, Beis, Toichai, Kagun, Kafif, Shavibika. And Rashi explains that the Chum gave a Shir that any time they have an area that's surrounded by walls, but it isn't after surrounding someone's home and not being used for a Shtamshis of the actual house that's in this area, going Kafif, Shavibika, which is a large area, and therefore it doesn't seem to be a private area that someone's using for his own shtamshes, and the din is they now carry in that area. However, once something is surrounded and there's walls around an area and it's being used as your dira, then even if it's as large as tankurin, then you could carry there and still consider rishus yachid. And this price to teach us, yes, in base of saim shehukul v'dira who mutal tatal b'kulay, that if you have a kafif that was hukul v'dira, then it's mutal tatal b'kulay. However, in that case, if nizru rubai butlo hazroim shem dira menu v'arei kugina, and therefore we qualify this as a gina or as a sada, shehina kefal adira, and hoyel v'yesun beis usayimu imatatul b'yayid, and therefore you can't carry in this area on Shabbos. However, avol nita rubai b'ilonais eini lonais m'vatlin teris dirasi m'menu v'arei kuchatzah shalofnei abatim shekufulu dira u'muta, and it would still be muta to carry in this area on Shabbos. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, v'me'ir kodma koitz v'inu nais n'domim, that if this city was established prior to Reuven planting these trees, then someone from the city could come and cut down Reuven's tree, and they don't have to compensate Reuven. And the Gemara continues, and we'll ask a question from a Mishnah daf Chafeh Beis, and the Mishnah states, Machikas Ilam Minabar Esam Chamish Amor, that you have to distance a tree away from a bar by 25 Amis. And the Mishnah then stated, Im Abar Kodba, if the bar was already there, and then Reuven planted his tree, then Koitzis V'Nesin Damim, that even though Reuven has to cut down his tree, however, you also have to compensate Reuven. And therefore, Agamar is, Mishnah Abar the Tani Koitzis V'Nesin Damim, that why is it that in the case on daf Chafeh Beis, we stated that even though Reuven shouldn't have planted his tree here, but even so, Reuven would have to cut down his tree, but he would be compensated. And in our case, where Reuven planted his tree after the city was already established, not only do we require to cut down the tree, but we also don't compensate Reuven. And the Gemara answers, Rav Kana explains, that this is similar to what people say, that a pot that is owned by Shufim is never going to be too hot and never going to be too cold. And the reason is that each Shutif relies on the other. And therefore, when Reuven planted a tree outside of a city, and even though Reuven did so be'issa, but the ma'isa, no one in the city will actually get around to going and paying Reuven, and therefore Reuven will never have to cut down his tree. And as Rashi says, who will pay Reuven for the value of his tree? And if we would say that the Bnei Er are required to pay for this, then everyone will say that I don't want to be the first. And then we'll find that this tree will be able to stand, and the city in Eretz Yisrael will be Maguna and be discussing, and this is not the splendor of Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, and yes, my kosher, and what was the Havim Gemara, that the Gemara asked a question as to what the chiluk is between our case by the city and the case of the bar, as Dil Mashani Hazek Rabim Hazek Yachid, as certainly we could give a major chiluk, and we could say that when someone is Mazik Rabim, then we don't pay him and we don't compensate him, but if someone just being Mazik Yachid, then he's entitled to compensation. And even furthermore, as the Gemara will explain, that Chafeh Mabez, we know we're talking about a case where Reuven actually planted this tree, Bereshus, as Lemaisa, he's not being Mazik Shimon at this moment, as it will take a very long time for his roots to grow out 25 Amis and then be Mazik Shimon's bar. And therefore, specifically in that case, it makes sense that although we still require Reuven to cut down this tree, However, Reuven is still entitled to receive compensation for his tree. And the Gemara continues that in a chinami, that's not a major question. And if we learned this member of Okana and this member of Kaderi to be Shutfi Lechamir Velekriro, it was actually stated regarding the Seif of our Mishnah, as the Seif of our Mishnah stated in Me'ilan Koidim, Kaitzis Venesin Domim, that the tree actually was there before the city was established. Then Reuven has to cut down his tree. However, the Bnei Ir have to pay the value of the tree to Reuven and they have to compensate him. And the Gemara asked that why the Mishnah state in Me'ilan Koidim, Kaitzis Venesin Domim, and Reuven has to first cut down his tree and then he could go and get compensated from the city. Why doesn't Reuven say to the Bnei Ir, Havulu Bereisha Domi V'Hada Ikuts, that you first have to compensate me, and only once I'm compensated for my tree, then I will cut it down. And I'm Rav Kana, Kaderi Bei Shutfi, Lechamir V'Lekarira. And as Rashi explains, Lechamir V'Lekarira, in Basel Hamtid Ad Matan Mois, Yamed Zeh L'Erch Yomim, that if Reuven will have a Taina, that I will only go and cut it down if you actually pay me and you compensate me, then this tree will stand for a long time, as Bnei Ir, Seim Chen Zeh Al-Zeh, U'Bal Ilin Reitzu B'Kach, and certainly that will be beneficial to the owner of the tree, the Fikach Yakutz, and that's why the Mishnah tells us that Reuven has to first cut down the tree, and Reuven will then take the Bnei Ir to Bezin in order for Bezin to paskin that the Bnei Ir have to compensate him. And in the case of the bar, the Mishnah also stated that Reuven has to cut down his tree, and only afterwards will he get compensated. And Taz explains that in the case of the bar, you can't ask this question, as in the Mishnah Daf Chaf Hayam Beis, that case is talking about where the Elon came after the bar and the Bala Elon actually planted the Elon Be'issa and the Nichale Kimish Hassan Be'issa Sheyakot Tchila. And certainly in that case, since Reuven actually planted the tree Be'issa, therefore the Gemara understood that certainly he should have to cut down his tree immediately and only afterwards go to Bezin to receive compensation. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah that after we stated him, Eir Kadma Kaitzvein Nesin Damim and Elon Kadim Kaitzvein Nesin Damim, so we stated Safik Zak Kadim, Safik Zak Kadim Kaitzvein Nesin Damim. Before we see the Gemara's question, let us see the Mishnah Daf Chaf Hayam Beis. The Mishnah stated that Reuven has to distance his tree 25 amos from Shimon's bar, and the Mishnah states in a bar kodba, if the bar was first at Kaitz V'Nesin Damim, then Reuven has to cut down his tree, but Shimon has to compensate him. From Elon Kodam, and if Reuven planted his tree Beheta, then Lo Yakutz, then Reuven doesn't even have to cut it down. And Safik Zek Kodam, Safik Zek Kodam, if we have a Safik, which one was first, Lo Yakutz, then the din is that you don't have to cut down your tree. And the Gemara now asks that why is it that an Amish we said suffix that cut him and suffix that cut them kites of inanason dumb him and my number bar the armored lo yakuts and why been a gay bar do we say that you don't have to cut down your tree at all? And the Gemara answers hasan the body lavla make its kite spakenami lay and win lay kites that certainly over there if we know for certain that he planted his tree first then there's no chiyah for him to cut it down and therefore me suffix you can't force him to cut it down his tree as hamaytz mechaber all of raya but hachad the body make its kite. However, since in our Mishnah we were dealing with the city and we said been a gay zeker the rabbi that we're always going to make him cut it down, and even though he had a right to plant a tree there, as Reuven already planted his tree there prior to the city being established, therefore, Sveikun Nami Amin Lekaitz, that certainly, even though it is a Suffolk, and we're not sure if Reuven planted his tree before the city was established, or the city was established before the tree was planted, but Maman of Shach, Reuven has to cut down his tree, and the only Shaila is regarding compensation, and therefore, V'imashim Dami Amin Lei, I see Raya Ushkoil, and now there's a Shaila Benegei Maman, and there's a Din of Amasim Chevei of Raya. And therefore, Reuven can't collect because possibly he planted this tree Be'issa. And of course, as the Mishnah taught us, V'me'er Kodma, Koitzis V'ini Naisin Damim, then in that case, Reuven would be required to cut down his tree and he would not be compensated. And before we continue with the new Mishnah, let's point out that when a farmer would collect all of his tefuah, he would gather together in a pile. And if the pile was small enough, then the mites, which is the chaff of the tefuah, would fly off by itself and he wouldn't have to throw it up and winnow it. However, if there was a large pile, then the only way that the chaff would actually be removed and be separated from the kernels is only by throwing the wheat into the air, and then the wind would blow off the chaff, which is much lighter, and the kernels will then fall to the ground, but the chaff would fly very far, and the chaff was actually potentially very harmful to other produce that was growing in that area. And this pile of grain is called a gerin, and the Mishnah starts, Machikas gerin kavua min air chamishim ama, that Reuven has to distance his open air storage area that he uses for grain at least 50 amas from a city. And Rashi states that the Gemara will explain to us why the Mishnah calls this a Gerin Kavua, and Rashi explains Chamisha Mama, that the reason why you have to distance it by 50 Amis is Pnei HaMoitz, HaMazik is Pnei Ir Kashu Zerio, as when you will winnow the Tefuah, the chaff will damage the people in the city, V'gam Azroim Hum Yavish, and will also dry out any seeds that it covers. And that's why the Mishnah continues, Lo Yasa Adam Gerin Kavua B'Teich Shaloi, that even if someone wants to make a Goyim Kavua and it's not near the city and it's within his own boundaries, he can't do so unless he leaves a distance of 50 amos to all sides of his field, and this way he won't damage his neighboring property and the neighbor's royim. And finally, the Mishnah teaches us, and you also have to distance a gurin away from the plantings, referring to cucumbers and gourds that belong to your friend, as well as his plowed field, the amount of space that he will not damage the person's natius and the person's plowed field. And Rashi explains, what type of hezek will the chaff cause to the near and to a plowed field? And Rashi states, near hicharisha shecharsha b'meir kaitz, near refers to plowing that is plowed during the summer months, and they don't plant until the winter months. And the reason why you plow at that point is in order to destroy all of the thorns and all of the weeds. And lemaisa, in the first two cases of the Mishnah stated that there's a share of 50 amos. And in the third case of the Mishnah used the term b'chadesh l'yazik. And Rashi says hashiru mashma batim chamishim amo, that this share is mashma that's even less than 50 amos. And the Gemara will ask, why is this different than the first two cases of the Mishnah where the Mishnah gave a share and told us they have to distance it by 50 amos? The Gemara begins with this exact question, and the Gemara asks, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa, why is it that the Mishnah specifies in the first two cases of the Mishnah that you have to be machik 50 amos, and the last case of the Mishnah it just states Kadesh Leazik? And the Gemara answers, Om Abaya Seifa son Legurin Shein Kavua. Now in the Chanami, the Seifa is talking about a Gurin which is not Kavua, and therefore even though it's less than 50 amos, it won't be Mazik. And the Gemara asks, Hechi Domi Gurin Shein Kavua, what is the definition of a Gurin Shein Kavua? If this pile is so small that you don't have to winnow it and you don't have to pick a pitchfork and throw it up into the air in order to remove the chaff from the grain, this would be defined as a gurin shein kavua, and certainly you wouldn't need to be machik 50 amos, as the chaff won't fly as far away from this field and therefore won't be mazik as far. However, the Gemara continues, Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi argues on Abaya, and he explains that in the Chinami there is no machlekes between the Reish and the Seifa, and the Seifa really means that you have to be machik 50 amos, and matam kama, and the Seifa is just telling us the reason that you have to be machik 50 amos, and my time machik and gurin kavua min air chamishim amo, and what is the reason that the Mishnah taught us that you have to distance a gurin kavua 50 amos from a city is in order to make sure that the chaff which will fly away won't damage anything that your neighbor planted, and it won't damage his field that were already plowed. And the Gemara continues and will ask a question on Abaya from a Braisa, as Meisve we learned in a Braisa, machik and gurin kavua min air chamishim amo, which is exactly the same din as a Mishnah. And then the Braisa continues, uchashem shemachikim in air chamishim amo, kach machikim medluyav mekashuyav mutiyosav umeniru shachaveir chamishim amo, kadesh loyazik. And clearly in the Braisa we see that from all these items, you have to be machik 50 amos, and the Braisa clearly states that the reason for the achaka is kadesh loyazik. And clearly this Braisa is trying to explain our Mishnah, and clearly the Braisa understood that the Mishnah did not mean that in the case where there's a gurin shein kavua, then you wouldn't have to distance 50 amos, and the shear would only be kadesh loyazik, and therefore the Gemara states, bishlin Rav Ashi Nicha, that certainly this price works out the fear of Ashi, as the price is telling us that the reason why you have to be machik 50 amos is kadesh leyazik. However, Abaya kasha, but according to Abaya it's shver, as this price is clearly not going like Abaya, and the Gemara ends off kasha that in the chanami it is shver on Abaya. And the Gemara continues that in the third case of the Mishnah we stated machik min tiyosu shechaveira umenira b'chadesh leyazik, and in the price we saw that when the Mishnah stated machik min tiyosu shechaveira, it means that one has to be machik midluyav mekshuyav mutiyosav from his cucumbers and his gourds and any other things that he plants, as well as minyur shel chaver chamishim amo. And the Gemara now explains this point of the Mishnah and the Braisa as bishleim and mekshuyav umudloyav, that we could understand why you have to move your gurin away from someone's gourds and cucumbers, the ozel afka v'asir belibe umatzvilei, and we can understand that the mites or the dust of the gurin will go and fly into the person's sada, and it will end up landing on the blossoms and on the buds of the person's cucumbers and his gourds, and it will dry out the cucumbers and its gourds. The person's mites will actually destroy the other person's gourds and cucumbers. El minire amai lemaisa, what is the hezek that will happen to a person's field that was plowed, as there's no tfua that's growing in there, and there are no vegetables or cucumbers and gourds that are growing in that area? And Amr Rab Abba Zavda b'tim Rab Abba Zutra, the Rab Abba Zavda, and some say Rab Abba Zutra explained that the reason why our Mishnah taught us that a person has to distance his gurin from the plowed field of his friend, and we continue on daf chaf hey amud aleph, is b'pnei she'isa isegolo, is because Reuben's chaff will go and fly into Shimon's field, and since the mites is a waste product, therefore it will turn into a fertilizer and it'll over fertilize Shimon's field. And as Rashi says, and eventually eventually when you'll plant your tefuah there, it'll actually ruin the tefuah as it will be over-fertilized. And as Taisa states, that even though generally we know that fertilizer actually improves kaka, however, certainly because you cool the golem mazik, if you place too much fertilizer in a field, that definitely is mazik the field. And that's why Reuven has to be machik, his goyim kavua, from Shimon's plowed field. And we will stop over here.